On Kaf Tes Amud Aleph, by the two dots, about 8 lines down, says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Masigim B'Kelim, Masigim B'Shiver Kelim. So we say that you're allowed to burn and use Kelim when it comes to using stuff on Shabbos itself in order to use for burning, but you can't use Shiver Kelim because that's Nola de Rav Yehuda. This Rav Yehuda says, Rishim Matar, Rishim Matar, is because he doesn't hold the Muk, so he doesn't hold the Nola and Masigim B'Tamarin. You can go ahead and burn with these types of dates. They would be able to be used. Achlan, if you eat them, Masigim B'Gari Name, but you can't use their seeds. The Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, because those are Nolad, you wouldn't be able to use them before Rishim and Matar. Rishim says, Motar Masigim B'Gozen, you're allowed to burn with nuts. Achlan, if you eat them, Masigim B'Kliposan, you can't burn with their shells. The Rav Yehuda would say the exact same thing. Rishim and Matar, Rishim says, Motar Tricha. Tiashmin, if you would have said the first case, the one about Kalim themselves, by Hikam, Rav Yehuda, Mishim, to make our Kli, Hasha Shever Kli. Originally was a Kli and able to be used, now it's a Shever Kli, Havale Nolad, also that's real Nolad. Aval Tamar, the Mekar Gonim, Hasha Garinin, but the Tamar, where the seeds did not change, Ema Shapadami, maybe you could use Yashmin Garin, Havamin, and make maybe the reason why is because originally were just covered and now they're revealed. But the shells of nuts, which were originally revealed, just they couldn't be used, and now they're also revealed. Maybe you really can't use them. So, or I would have thought that was good. I would have thought that that would be good. So Tariq, we needed to tell you that even then, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the shells you wouldn't be able to use either. Had the Rav Lava Fereshitmar, this statement of Rav that Masigim Mekim Masigim Meshiver Kalim did Rav Yehuda Tzedrin, this whole thing about Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon was never said by Feresh on the Kolom, it was said by a Klal. To Rav Achol Tamri Vishari Kashiyos Lebuchya, Rav ate dates and then threw the seeds to the animals that were out there, to all the things that were out there. Right, so Amale Rechia Bar Pachti, Kenegdi Vyam Tavasir. So Rav Chia turned to him and said, Bar Pachti, remember that Rav Chia was the uncle of Rav in two different ways. So he said, on Yamtiv, that would be a problem, that was going to be Asir. So did he accept that from him or not? In other words, did he hold that as an issue of Nolad on Yom Tov? Nolad is more Machmer on Yom Tov than on Shabbos, as we see in other places. Was he Makabal that or not? So Toshma Tekiyatz Rav Lebavo and Rav came. So let's go back for a second. It says Toshma Tekiyatz Rav Lebavo Ochol Tamri V'Shadei Kashiyosa. Rav came to Bavo, he ate dates and he threw the seeds of the use of the wild animals. Lad Ba'Prasiyosa Lo Kibla. Right? Didn't he throw away the seeds of the good dates that he could have eaten himself, Lo Kibla, and therefore he wasn't Makabal what his uncle Reb Chia said? Lo Aramiyosa Homochazi Agav Yimayu. And it's really referring to the Armiyasa, meaning they're ones that were not so ripe. And the reason why he's throwing them, because there was still a little bit of the regular date on them, so they were able to do so, even though it was mostly unripe seeds. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says that you can burn kalim, but you can't burn the broken parts of the kalim. Came to Alibu Porta, Havale Shiver Kalim. As soon as you burn a little bit, it already becomes a broken kli. Become a hapech, yisur, come a hapech. Right? And therefore, once you're doing something and you're moving it around and whatever it is, you're doing something that's considered an isser because of the issue of Noah. To Avid Krab Masna, so we answer, well, that's only like Rav Masna. Dom Rav Masna, Dom Rav, Eitzim Shashim Menetak Letzim Rabbi Yamtif. If wood falls off from a palm tree into a Tenor Yamtif, Marbe Eitzim Mulchanin Masikan, just add on more pieces of wood that are already prepared, and you can burn all those together. So if you just add a little bit to it, that should make it a little bit better. Rav Nuna, Amar Hachav, the Pachos Mishol Shal Shol Shal, we're talking about where something is less than 3x3 Tvachim, right? And a Kuli Matzalani Yashanakan, and it's a Kula of Matzalani Yash, of these different types of small little rags that you'd be able to do, right? So it's something that's very not chashuv, and that's why it's okay. But also, Rabbi Lozit Hamei, Rabbi Kiel Hamei, did not. We learn in a Mishnah, Pachos Mishol Shal Shol Shishi, Skinu Lepakir Bos Americhat. So if you have less than 3x3 Tvachim, these types of matlis, these types of rags, which you were metakin to be able to close up different areas of Americhat, of a bathhouse, so that water doesn't get out, Lenar Bos Akedera, and to pour out from a Kedera in order to use, you know, when you wanted to sift out something, Lekanach Bos Arechayim, or to clean out Arechayim to use for that, whether it was prepared beforehand or not, Tomei, they're able. Their tummy, because they're actual pieces of clothing. To Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yishuom, Rabbi Beimin, Muchamishul, Muchantar, they're always going to be tahor, right? They're not considered a piece of clothing. They're not considered something chashuv at all. Therefore, you don't have to worry about them. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Muchan, tummy. If you prepare them before, they're going to be tummy. If you shalom, Muchan, it's going to be tahor. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, and how they hold in different areas regarding this idea of muksa. It depends on what you did with them. Where Rabbi Eliezer seems to be as the most machmir, Rabbi Kiva says it depends. Everybody agrees that if you throw it into the ashba itself, everybody's going to agree that it's going to be tahor because it's considered batal and it's no longer considered a kli at all. If you put it inside a box, right, you make it into something chashuv, then everybody agrees it's going to be tameh. That's the only time term they're arguing is if you hang it by a shirt or something like that, where you put it something, where you put it on top of something, or you left it on the back of a door. Since you didn't throw it on the ground, you must want it in some way, shape, or form, even though you're not using it right now. It's not muchan to be able to put it in a box and actually be machshev it, but it is something. Rabbi Shuvah says, he didn't put it inside a kufsa batle. It must be your mevatle. What is muchan? Because by an ashpa, it would be muchan. You know exactly what you're doing with it. So it's muchan in comparison to going to the ashpa, right? But nonetheless, it's still Batul Rabbi Kiva, so then it depends. And it's the most obvious one, well, it depends. If you hang it on something, then that's considered like Muchan, and he holds like Rabbi Elazar. So you throw it behind the door, sub like Rabbi Yeshua, because if you throw it behind the door, that's not really Muchan. It's like you don't want it whatsoever. In the end, Rabbi Akiva agreed with Rabbi Yeshua that you don't have to worry about anything. How do we know? Since we talk about Pesilas of Beged, the little wick that's made from a Beged, my ear to Tani Pesilas of Beged, listening to Pesilas Shell Beged. Why say psilas ha beged? Say psila of a beged, meaning you got from the beged itself. It sounds like you folded up the beged itself. Listen, psila shel beged. My psila is ha beged, that I'm beged, who it's still considered a beged, and therefore has some little form of chashivas to it. Okay, we have the Mishnah on one base. You can't make a hole inside a little part of an egg, the bottom part of the egg, fill it up with oil and put it on top of a nair so that it drips down and adds on oil to the candle that's already there. Even if the nair is made of cheres, or even if the actual thing that you're using is made of cheres, or made of pottery. Rabbi Yehuda says, because you're not worried that you're going to actually take from that oil on Shabbos itself, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter because you're not going to take from it. But if that's the way that the potter originally made it, he made it that way so that it will drip down, because then it's all considered one kli. So a person cannot fill up a pot of a plate of oil and put it on the side of a candle and then take the end of the wick and put it inside there so that it draws from there. Rabbi Damat, Rabbi says that's mutter because once you started, you can keep going. There was no such xero tzricha. That's why the Rabbanon say it's going to be a problem. Came into Lumi Esau, so it's because it's not so disgusting. Therefore, you might come to take from it on Shabbos. But if it's made of cheres where it's disgusting, then nobody's going to take from it. Therefore, it's mutter. If you're going to tell me the cheres one, then maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda says is going to be, it's going to be okay. But in the case of the egg, because maybe you will come to use from Yeshmin Hanach Tarti, you would have said those two, the case of the egg and the case of the cheres. Bahanikam Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah Mifsik. Maybe that's by the case of Rabbi Yehuda, that's why he's okay, because there was no stoppage of a cover of the Mifsika. But the plate, well, there's an actual hefsik. In other words, it's totally separate. Then it's going to be also Yeshmin Bahayi. If you had only said that case, Bahayi Kam Rabbanon, that's what the Rabbanon says, it's also a Hani Tarti, but in the case of the egg or the Harrison Motor Rebuta to be Motor Rebuta, that's okay. So Tzricha, that's why you need to mention all the cases. Tani Mechib Rebisid Bechars, if you attached it together with plaster or some other type of pottery, whatever it is, Motor. Vanin Yotzer Tanan, I bet it's got to be a potter itself. My Yotzer, Kain Yotzer. If you make it like the Yotzer, it doesn't have to be exactly. If you do it unprofessionally, that also works. Tanya. We have a 2,000 Rebuta. Pam Achal Shev Tenu Ba'aliyas Beis Nivza Beloid. One time we were sitting together on the top floor of Beit Nitza in Lod. And they brought us this little half thing of an egg. We filled it up with oil. We made a hole in it. And then we put it on top of the can of Hashem. Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenim below Milo Dover. Rabbi Tarfon and Zakenim were there. They didn't say anything to us. Hashem Raya. What's the Raya? Shani Beit Nitza. His reason is because everybody there was reason. Maybe the Rabbanon weren't Gozer in such a case. Avin Tzipurah, Gozer, Safsala, Be'elisa, Deshisha, Le'elam, and Rabbi Yisav, and Elazar. Avin Tzipurah dragged a bench by an area that had a marble floor right in front of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. If I'm quiet for you, like the friends of Rabbi Yehuda were quiet for him, so nothing minichur, but things are going to happen where people are going to think they passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So gizera alisa d'shisha to alisa d'alma. You can't do that because there are so many floors here that are made with dirt. We have to be gozer on regular floors, not to drag these benches because you might come to do it on top of dirt floors as well. So the head of the Knesset in Batra, he dragged the Safsal, a bench, in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba. I'm like, come on, he said, who are you holding? Like, Reb Shimon, because you can drag that bench. That's a dole efsher. That's only by big dolem, by big kelim, that where it's not possible to drag it without making a hole. Biktanim Yomar, did he say by Ktanim? Right? There's no, not necessarily charetz there. Pigdu Ula. Damra Ula. right? Amr Ula, Rabbi, and Ula says, Machlobs v'ketanim, v'ma gedolim divrakol mutter. When it comes to gedolim divrakol, everybody's going to agree that's going to be mutter. So wait, I'm sorry, I messed that up. Reish Kanishta, he was the one right over there, and Batra was the regular place, right? Oh, that's that. Let's start that over. Reish Kanishta Batra Gavrus Asalul Elim Rabbi Yirmi Rabba. He dragged a safsal in front of Rabbi Yirmi Rabba. I'm like, come on. She said, who are you holding like Reb Shimon? Emer Dam Reb Shimon. Where does Reb Shimon say is Dan Big Dolan? That's only by Big Kalim that you're allowed to drag the lecture because there's no other way to do it, and therefore you could do it on a stone floor where you don't have to worry. Bikatanami Omar, but by small ones that you could pick up, right? You don't have to make a charetz for it. So even on a regular floor, you wouldn't be able to do it. You just do it. Just pick it up. Pligid Ula, that argues in Ula. Ula says that the machlokes is actually by ketanim, by small ones, right? Whether or not that's going to be good, but by gedolim, but by big ones, difficult, it's going to be mutter. Mutter of Yosef Rishim and Omer, Gora al the meeting of Safsol Bavashal is coming lost his cards. So Rav Yosef says, well, wait a second, let's look at the actual statement of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says you could drag a bed, a seat, or a bench as long as you don't have kavana to make an actual hole. Katani gedolim, katani ketanim. So kashal tavayu. So I don't understand. It sounds like you could do gedolim and ketanim. Rav Shimon doesn't specify anything, so that's a kash on both of them. So Ula Matar Zatame, Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Matar Zatame. Both of them are going to answer according to the reasons. So Ula Matar Zatame. Midzumi the kise. When we say bed, it's got to be like a kise, right? And therefore, it's got to be a mita similar to a bed, so it's got to be only ketanim. Rabbi and Rabbi Matar Zatame kise doing the mita. No. This kise is talking about one that's similar to a bed, so they're both big. Mazar Rabba Mocha, and that's the reason why Rav Shimon says it. He doesn't mention gedolim ketanim, but that's what we're talking about. Most of Rabba asks, Mocha exos Mocha gedarkin. So if you sell different clothing, etc., you can sell normal. So when it comes to shatness, you can't have kavana in the sun to put it on because of the sun, or rain to take away from the rain. And the tznuin, they just hang it on a mannequin behind them, and they put it on that way. So if they're going to sell that type of thing, that's what they do. You could always do like the tznuin, so it's like the and when he doesn't have intention to wear it for a bad reason, then Rav Shimon seems to matur it lechachila to wear this shatness because you're not doing it for any other reason, right? You're not doing it for hanan anyway. So tiyuf to Rabbi Yirmi Rabba tiyufta, it's a tiyuf to Rabbi Yirmi Rabba tiyufta. So it must be that Rav Shimon is talking about that. So it could be that Rav Shimon is still talking about gedolim, ketanim, and gedolim. Or the Rishimim that we're holding like Ula, where he says Machluz v'Ketanim, but by Gedolim Divrei Kol Mutter. Either way, we have a Tuyufted Rabbi Yirmi Rabba. Mishnah says Mechapes Mishum Yisyar Minei Rach Minei Lisan Minei Ruch Ra Bifrei Mipnei Achol Sheishin Potter. If you extinguish a candle because you're afraid of either the non-Jews that are there, or because of robbers, or because of an evil spirit like demons, or because of a sick person that's sleeping, then you're a Potter because there was another reason for you to do it. You weren't doing it for the actual Malacha, right? It doesn't mean it's Mutter. If you do it because you have pity on the candle, pity on the oil, or you have pity on the wick, and you want to save them, then you're going to be chayiv, because that's the definition of extinguishing. Rabbi Yosi Potter B'chudum 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 B'chudum, he patches by all of them, where he says you're patched of Allah by all of them, except for the wick, because then you're making it into an actual charcoal, so that's a problem with that. But the other ones, right, that's still going to be patched, it's not exactly the malacha. We'll stop with that. We're on the Gemara, the top of Daf Lamed Amid Aleph.